From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. The Trump administration says a location has been set for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least six people were killed in an attack by three suicide bombers outside a mosque in southeastern Niger Tuesday. The government said at least 37 people were wounded, eight of them seriously. South Africa's national prosecutor has denied a request by former President Jacob Zuma to delay a hearing over a $2.5 billion arms deal. The hearing will resume on Friday. Zuma faces 16 charges, including fraud. This is VOA News. About 2,000 Jordanians